point you at Jeff.
Hi, Sibeli.
Except for I'm going to move this.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing well. We've missed you since December 29th.
Oh, yeah?
That's when she flew back to Brazil. So, yes. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year for you too.
I know you miss New York, right?
Yeah, a lot.
That sounds super enthusiastic.
You guys really, 0.91, that's incredible.
Yeah,
we did well.
You guys must have been communicating all throughout the coding process. I'm just teasing.
Yeah. He's being sarcastic.
All right, so I wanted to welcome everybody back to the second semester. You guys did so well on your reliabilities after a month layoff. I was really surprised, actually.
Underestimate.
I did. I really did. So I'm just so happy that you guys were able to pick it up right away. And I'm just curious how you guys were able to do that. Did it seem easy, or like you just walked riding a bike, you didn't forget? And
the code book helps. The code book
that's what Amanda helps. Said
yeah,
earlier.
Yeah.
Everybody agrees the code book? Mm-hmm. Right, so it's very good. So we're going to really make this final push to code all the videos. Did we make an estimate about how many weeks it would take?
I can.
Okay.
But I think if we start doing two.
So it's eight per week because there are four teams.
We start doing eight per week.
Yep.
And we've already done like all kind of a lot.
We've done what, eight?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. We've done 12 already. So there's 3 weeks, and there's 4 weeks. But except for this week, we're going to be doing 4 this week. So right. This week we'll have 36, and then we start doing 8, and someone do that for me. It's 4.5 weeks. Well, that's fast.
Yeah.
Fast.
So we should knock this out by March.
Yeah.
And then we celebrate. That's what happens.
Wow.
So, great.
That's going to give us a lot of time.
Yes.
Really good. I didn't think we were going to be done that fast.
Well, everyone's doing so well.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Yeah. You know, I mean, to think about your question, Margarita, we could either do some transcribing of psychotherapy sessions, adult sessions, or we could start training on either the CPQ or the PQS for a different project. These are different Q sorting procedures, and it's really going to depend upon who wants to return to work in this lab next semester. So, like, you're getting work study, right? And you're really a PO person, so you're already on board for next year. And Amanda, your work study, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to decide whether you're going to come back to my lab or you're going to go somewhere else. You're voluntary, so you have to decide whether you want to continue, because, you know, training for the CPQ or the PQS is going to take some time.
It's hard.
And we're not actually, you know, if we're starting in March, I don't know that we're actually going to code anything for real. It would just be the training part. So there'd have to be a promise that you're going to be available in the fall to actually do the coding. So so I want to know if there are people coming back to the group. I know Amanda's coming back. She's going to be the project coordinator.
You're going
if you survive.
I will be here.
And I think that's it, right?
This is my last.
This is it for you.
Yep. We're here. Don't do it. It's great.
Unless you want to like come back anyway.
I pay my dues, haven't I?
Pay your dues.
Your schedule is going to be really good next year.
So anyway, so those are some of the ideas I have in my head for after, when we're done with the coding of this, of Julia's dissertation. So why don't we break up into our teams and talk about the discrepancies of four or more. And I sent out as an output the everyone's distributions, which I have here also. And look at the discrepancies.
We only have two to talk about.
Well, when, with a 0.91, you know, I'm surprised you had any. So just identify where you disagree with by four or more and talk about those, and then we're done.
Okay, I'm just going to put headphones in. So.
All right.
Okay.
Hi.
And Taylor, hopefully you'll get in, and hopefully you'll be in the first year of class, and hopefully you'll be in my lab again.
Hi.
I will be in my lab.
Okay, very good. All right.
Yep, I can hear you. Perfect. So I went ahead and looked, and the numbers are 29 and 42. This one, there was like that time, do you remember, where she was like, he was like so happy and like all over the place, and she was like, how can you be so happy? And he couldn't like. He couldn't say anything, so she started giving suggestions for why people might be happy. And I know that's not like really like. I don't know. I put that into like what advice.
The beginning of the session is usually like different activity, and then like
things
they're
like really things that are important to them. I mean, like it's not really. It wasn't like super advice.
It was different. You know, but like I.
You also put it in 3, and I also put it in 7. It's reluctant to commit self to any definite course of action, tends to sway or avoid missing decisions.
You know, the fact that you guys
was there one more that yes?
I feel like it's really remarkable.
But not
having a low. It, for me, it wasn't low, especially given the constraints you run. So I just want you guys to know that.
is giving generous towards others.
How's it going?
Oh my God! You give me a heart attack. Can you see him? He's right there. Why didn't you give me a heads up?
Because she was glued.
Yeah.
Where was
this?
All right.
Yeah.
So you had only two to talk about?
We had two that were four more. I'm just going to talk about the last three.
Oh, look at
Okay. I will try to do that.
What?
Yeah.
Did I what?
That we won. So
that. No. So tell me what happened.
We won. Okay.
Which one?
Psychodynamic.
Anything else?
No, sorry.
Who went underserved?
Serving underserved. There were two that won. The gender tag, examining differences in online connectedness for gender minority users, and evidence for needed reform of police response to mental health calls.
Who did that one?
Who's that? Is that Gabby?
Sloth?
Yeah.
Gabby.
Lori, Lowy, Andrea, Christos, and Dr. Kamali.
And who won the overall?
That
same poster.
Oh. Gabby they, was the...
Gabby was first.
Okay.
They were in a tie of the underserved Rachel Eichberg's poster and Gabby's poster.
Yeah.
See, well, we won. Congratulations, Julia.
Okay.
There's a lot of competition.
There was another. There was another attachment one.
No,
these
it was FCI though. It was.
What?
Word attachment.
You saw attachment, but it was FCI. Attachment and FCI, so it wasn't
like
that.
Oh.
But who was looking at attachment in FCI?
I was originally, but then I heard someone talking about it as a CDT poster.
Okay.
It was finished by, I think, Eva. And,
I can't remember the other one from me.
I
feel like it won. Yeah.
Oh, Diener was on a poster?
No, it was just Eva's poster.
Oh, Mia. Okay, I knew what you said. Okay.
I think they were finishing their dissertation.
Yeah.
That was really the only thing. Like her curious question.
Yeah, so I had a question. Yeah.
Sounds like this kind of how she asked her questions. I mean, she was very deliberate, but very timid. She was like a pretty
Great. That's very good. We need to straighten out the transcriptions that are not done, the transcriptions that are done, where they're located, all that stuff.
You sent me the done ones. You sent me the done ones.
The done ones.
Yes.
When was that?
It's only like the first part.
Okay.
Yes, before classes.
But, you know, new ones continue to be done.
What?
New ones continue to be created.
Not new transcriptions, just new sessions.
New sessions. I'm saying new transcriptions are created every week.
Oh, there have been more made.
They're being made all the time, even as we speak.
Oh, okay.
Look, it's a factory.
I need to know which ones.
Yeah.
That's why you need to meet with Holly.
Okay.
She's gonna. She has everything. She has it all.
Well, she's got a
comp.
She normally comes on Wednesday, but I have class on Mondays.
Is that
so? She's got
Can she come earlier?
Right. She actually has
a
class.
She what?
She has
a Okay. Before you leave, I want to go over the list of.
That's fine. I'm not leaving. I just have a patient at 6.
Okay. So. You know, at some point, I want to talk about like these, like a 20-minute session. Are you sure that there's no other section somewhere that maybe connected to a different video folder that is out of place, that kind of a thing. In fact, I had promised to forward you that message from the Turkish student, so I need to do that.
Yes. Tell me the item again, the phrasing.
The values of independence and autonomy emphasize that there's a principle of freedom to think or act without any parents or
mothers.
I thought about it like the therapist is thinking about their own freedom to think or act the way they want.
I think that's how we'd agreed to it. Julia?
Sorry?
You want to weigh in on this?
I didn't hear.
Item 96.
I don't know that he's no person. She's not asked. She's
Now that's emphasizing, the therapist emphasizing his or her own independence and autonomy, right? Not emphasizing the child's.
We don't have a note on that.
I have a note on that.
You do have a note on that?
Do you
check that?
Are
you
asking?
90.
It's like at the top.
Yeah.
Page.
96.
Emphasizes. No, it says, yeah, so we reworded it to emphasize one's freedom to think and act about it compared to others. So that could be that the therapist is emphasizing the child's freedom.
Okay, so they had a discrepancy there because Amanda thought it was referring to the therapist's own freedom, emphasizing the therapist's own freedom to act, and Stephanie interpreted to mean emphasizing the child's own freedom and independence.
So we should define that as
like,
how did you see it in the therapist?
I felt like the way she brought things up, she wanted to ask some specific questions of the child. So I guess just her decision to ask specific questions or bring up certain topics is obviously from her own mind.
Yeah, just hold that thought for a minute.
Emphasizing the child,
it's a possible thing. Like, I don't think imagine happening didn't happen in this video, which is why I put it low.
If I was thinking about it in that way, I would have
put it. I mean, I've always conceptualized this item the way that you.
We should really take a consensus and see what other people, how other people have viewed that item, right?
Okay.
Hey, can we get other people's attention for a second? We just have a question. So Amanda and Stephanie raised an issue with item 96, which is emphasizing one's own independence and autonomy.
Values own independence and autonomy, emphasizes one's freedom to think and act without interference or help from others.
Now, have you all been rating that item with reference to the therapist's encouragement of the child's independence and autonomy, or you've been rating it thinking about the therapist's own acting in one's own independence and autonomy? Is that a good way of putting
it? What
number item is it? 96.
It's not. I've been coding it as the child, which is funny. I don't know what Alex is encoding it as, but I've been coding it as valuing the child's independence, emphasizing the child's freedom to think or act without.
So I think one is sort of like universal, like in people, so that kind of extends to the.
I think it's more the first part of why I was confused. It says values own independence.
Now that I'm looking at the code book, though,
I think we put the ones for that, values ones.
Yeah.
Right.
We changed it now, just to ones and not own.
Okay.
Oh, we did.
Yes.
And you guys have been rating it the same way, thinking about the child?
No, I've been rating it the other way.
That the therapist is valuing his or her own independence and autonomy. But Taylor, you've been doing it the other way.
Yeah, but we still have the same.
But you still, on this particular.
It could still.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, and you know.
It always falls in that.
But I think.
Yeah, I let it in the sixth sentence, so it wasn't in the
final. Okay. Well, then it sounds like most of us do it for, like, the child, the therapist emphasizing the child's own freedom. And
so can we make that more explicit in the code book and then send that out so we have a more recent copy? And then, Alex, you had a question.
Yeah, we're looking at item 77, which is a pure, straightforward, candid, frank, and dealing with others.
Oh, we always have that issue.
Yeah.
So we were thinking about it in terms of, let's say a therapist was asking a child about the safety of the train that he was playing with or something. Or, you know, on the surface, the therapist is talking about one thing. But as the viewer, we can understand the therapist's questions as something about, like, the child's family life or something deeper. So, like, sort of their question is actually couched in something a little more simpler for the child. So then, would that item be lower? Would she not actually appear straightforward and frank? If she is sort of disguising the question in a more childlike or simpler manner.
What do you guys think?
I
I think I've taken too much into it, honestly.
This is how every conversation we have.
What do you mean?
I think I would just...
Well, how do you define pure straightforward then?
When something...
I think it's not you taking a liberty assuming that she is disguising it in a certain way. Like, we don't actually know if she is or not.
I guess
we think she is.
Like, is she making it easier for the child to understand, or is it, like, an uncomfortable topic, so she's phrasing it in an uncomfortable
way? What would a one look like?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So...
You know, your mom's going to change. She's going to, you know, she's going to love you the way you want to be loved. She's going to be different. I can feel it. Yes, it'd be like false support. Or, you know, the child's going to go in for a major medical surgery. You know, you're going to come out in flying colors. You're going to really do really well. I mean, nothing's going to be wrong with you once you get the surgery. Meanwhile, the kid's going in for cancer surgery, you know.
Yeah.
False support. That would be a one.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Nine would be, you've got 8 weeks to live, and let's deal with that reality.
So for the example that I gave where the therapist like was actually interested in sort of the larger meaning, that doesn't necessarily apply to this item.
No, I don't think so, really. Also, I think I agree with Amanda that it would be hard to determine whether, you know, there is an underlying meaning that it requires us to make an inference. And the more inferences we make, the harder it is to establish
integrated reliability. So our therapist is working with a child who appears to be somewhat autistic. And a lot of times they're talking about, like, trains or whatever it's about. But, like, her questions are clearly about more than just the train's safety or the train's sense of freedom. Does the train have friends? Like, it's clear, I think, that she's more interested in trains.
Mm-hmm. But she's more interested in trains?
She's more interested in just
the
trains.
I was like, no, you're getting it wrong.
Wait,
I thought you said that she's just more interested in the trains. I was like, that would be the incorrect answer.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know that that really addresses this item.
Okay.
It's called working in displacement.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing. I don't see that as being straight... as conflicting with being straightforward and candid. She's working in metaphor, but you can work in metaphor and not and be straightforward, I think, and candid with a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you're going to make that correction to the 96 and then email it out?
Okay. Should I email it now, or are there any other one?
I guess you can hold off until everybody's finished.
All right, I'll hold off till the end of lab.
Okay.
You can do it, Amanda.
I just
don't
sit
hear
in
that.
Awe of, like, I don't know
what I'm so bad about
your sister. I've never heard Amanda complain ever. This is the first time, so it must be bad.
Really?
Yeah. You have the most positive attitude of any student I've ever met.
That's what Rowie said. She said I was losing my positivity. It really made me think. So I'm trying to be more positive.
It's going to get better after you get your externship.
Okay.
I promise.
I'm going to go to this.
Santa, this is not being straightforward or candid.
No, I 100% believe that.
Okay.
After you know where you're going to be for externship, you're not stressed all the time about where you're going to be for externship.
And we're seeing patients, which I still don't know. And we're taking 6 classes.
Yeah. And I was testing a child.
What are you testing them on?
working with kids.
But isn't it rewarding?
It is rewarding. I love working with my kids. I haven't told you about my kids yet.
Not recently.
Did I tell you one of them is also Julia?
No. Julia.
Yeah. Except she doesn't want to be called that.
I mean, they're very weird cards.
Yeah. Oh, great. So, Dr.
Margarita is. I sent Pam an email about the interview day. She said she's going to email, like, the first year cohort. But she doesn't want, like, everybody showing up.
Yeah,
so I don't know if it's
going to
be like a sign-up sheet or something
like
that.
But when you find out, you're going to be doing it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's
like,
so yeah.
Whenever you find out.
I voted for your poster, hopefully, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know what happened there. Thank you for doing that, though. I really thought we had a chance for that one. What gender?
No,
Really? I didn't know that.
Definitely, like, Faith is into them. I know Meg and people on, like, Saya Song and stuff like that. They're really into this.
Meg?
Megan.
Oh, Megan. Okay. All right, well, I mean, you could see what our work is social justice, is working with poverty in Uganda. I don't know. No, it's okay. We won in another category, so that's okay.
This is my TAT again. You have to call CPS report from the back. Did she admit to shout out? No. But that doesn't sound like it's a good
score. Well, that's good.
Well, that could end up. Well, there's nothing wrong with, I guess, calling and then they take it or they don't.
Thank you.
hold your THC is what can be
I'm
Spoiler alert. Oh, you do? Okay.
The only thing I was annoyed about that I knew was what is that movie? Well, yeah, Cult Press, and the guy that I'm talking to is really good. That's the only movie I was annoyed about Fight Club.
Oh, I never saw that.
Basically, he's like talking to someone he wants to be like, but it's actually all like his head. We don't find out until the very end.
See, now you ruined it for me.
Yeah, now I ruined it for you. But the movie was still awesome, but it would have been much better.
Yeah.
That's
similar to, How about what's it called? The something game. The pajama game? No, the, something game.
It's not Hunger Games, right?
No. It's the... Do you know what I'm talking about? And there's a surprise in the movie.
I don't know. Some title or something. Damn, it stuck in my head. I don't know if I actually saw it or not. Yeah, it was
okay. Then I can't tell you the surprise. But that's a similar kind of movie where you shouldn't know. Ruins the whole movie in a way, if you know that secret. Oh, The Crying Game. It's called The Crying Game. It's a very interesting. It's a very interesting movie. And you are I actually wasn't surprised. I could foretell what was going to happen, but most people are surprised when they watch that movie. The Crying Game. It could.
Well, it's also what I asked.